The annual quota deal, which was secured by Minister for Marine Simon Coveney in Brussels last night, although he made some good and decent inroads into it, I think it falls short very much of securing any real deal for the Irish fishermen in Ireland. My biggest worry, of course, is that, you know, it's not all about the quota, it's how the quota is actually distributed, and distributed in a fair way, particularly to those smaller scale fishermen. I was sorry to see that some stocks got a reduction in their quota, while at the same time I would welcome, obviously, the increase in some of the stocks that were there. However, one of the biggest things that I am concerned about that has come out of this is the bilateral agreement with Norway, where we see Norway having secured, because the Commission thought this was a good idea, Norway have secured a huge quota for blue whiting. And 70 to 80% of this blue whiting, it's something like over 400,000 tonnes, is going to be caught in Irish waters. And nothing given to the Irish as quid pro quo. I think we have an appalling number, like 24,000 in comparison to 400,000 tonnes is nothing. And so why Norway got this right, again, to the detriment of Irish fishermen, is beyond me. And I just don't know what Simon Coveney was thinking of, or indeed what the Commission was thinking of, that they thought that they could just hand over this quota to Norway without getting anything in return. So again, it indicates, I suppose, where the Commission is at, and it indicates where our Irish government is at in terms of how they deal with the fishing industry. We're going to see huge changes, and the discard ban now is going to be the biggest challenge, as that's going to be completely coming into effect. So I think it's going to be a very tough year for fishermen. But however, there were some small concessions made. There was the increase of certain stocks, which should be of some help, but it's not enough.